نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. رب قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. This is the last line in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala declares this story to be the most beautiful of stories. نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. The story being the most beautiful for some pertinent reasons. The stories of the beautiful must be beautiful as well. And then the beautiful underlining messages that the story contains. This is now the culmination of the entire story, where he says, where he extols the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon himself. The Quran Sharif records it in these words, وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. He raised his parents onto the throne. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. And all the brethren, they fell bowing down in prostration before Yusuf alayhi salam. So there's two points that we should discuss. One is, وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. He raised his parents to the throne, showing an additional respect to the brother, to the father. Everybody is important, the wife is important, the children also are important, but obviously the persons that take the first place in your life is your parents. So an exalted level of respect, وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Now, when a person is closing his books, coming to the end of his life, culmination of all his efforts, this is what is expected of him, that he doesn't forget Allah Ta'ala's grace upon him. And with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't also forget the grace of his elders, his parents, and those that cooperated to make him what he is. We have got Islam, we have got Deen, and largely it was on account of our parents' sacrifice, their cooperation, their encouragement, we have got Islam today. Now that we seem to be in Islam and seem to be firm in Islam, we cannot remove them from the equation. They were the very foundation. So therefore, a person's deen is proportionate to his respect and appreciation to his elders. His elders would mean two people in particular. One is his parents, and number two, those who had cooperated in teaching deen to him, passing on deen to him. So as long as he appreciates and respects these two classes of people, then his deen is strong and he's firm. But the moment he loses this, then his deen also weakens down proportionately. So this aspect of appreciation, this aspect of showing gratitude, respect and gratitude, appreciation. So the hadith is replete with this type of virtues of the parents, what is supposed to be done. Bil walidayni ihsana wa barram bi walidayni. When Allah Ta'ala counts the virtues of some Anbiya, Zakariya alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam, then he says about Zakariya alayhi salam, wa barram bi walidayhi. Apart from all the other virtues and the other contributions and achievements, but he was a very pleasant person towards his parents. Barram, very obedient, very good towards his parents. I imagine we're talking of a Nabi, and when Allah Ta'ala extols his virtues, he speaks about his kindness and his goodness towards his parents, showing that this is a very significant part of your life. Then you talk of Isa alayhi salam, because he didn't have a father. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي Allah Ta'ala extols this, speaks about this. And he was very kind, compassionate towards his mother. And impressing upon us that you want a prosperous life, you want to go, you want to make a fortune, then you'll have to go by this rule. The people that were the elders in your family, in your life, your parents, or whoever made you what you are today, so don't forget them. At the level of success and prosperity that you have got, now you forget them, obviously this is not showing appreciation. Therefore the hadith speaks about the virtues of showing respect to this class of people. One is that Allah Ta'ala will bless you with a long life. Number two is this, that you get barakat and increase in your sustenance. Number three is this, that for every look, every glance towards your parents, every glance with love, you are looking towards your father, then for every glance you are credited with one maqbool hajj. Imagine being obedient to your father and you're looking at him. With respect. And what reward you get? One maqbool hajj. How important Allah Ta'ala declares this to be. Just to be respectful. And then the word that he's using, bil walidaini ihsana, he's not saying just atu haqqahu. No. He doesn't say fulfill the right. He says be gracious towards them. So it's a different thing to fulfill a right. It's a different thing to be kind, gracious and compassionate. You know, for example, your father will enjoy a cup of tea at this time of the day. So one is to tell him, all right, well, you know, this is the fridge, this is the milk, these are tea bags, this is the water, help yourself. It's one way. You fulfill the rights, you told him, it is made it available. But one is to take the pain and prepare the tea according to his case, his taste. He wants it strong. And he enjoys a certain cutlery. So you got the cutlery, you got the tea to his taste and satisfaction. You're serving it to him in a tray. And he would like a biscuit, a certain type of a biscuit he would like and enjoy. Now this is called ihsan. That you're going beyond the step of need and right. One is right. We won't say that you were wrong. But then what it takes to be kind, to be compassionate, to be gracious towards them. Right. So, barram bi walidayhi. Now sometimes there's a regret and a remorse in a person's heart that I had my parents, but I could not fulfill their rights. So Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are so kind that they didn't leave this person as well. Alright, we look for an opportunity for you as well. Alright, you may have not done what you were supposed to be doing. Now they're not no more in the scene. But then how do you compensate for it? Then make dua for them. Do some charitable work on their behalf. Visit the Qabristan regularly. Whatever Quran Sharif or Nafal Namaz that you are performing, pass the rewards to them. Inshallah, the hadith says, you will be counted amongst the obedient. Now look at them. How gracious and kind is Allah Ta'ala. That person that didn't do also, Allah has created an avenue for him as well. Alright, now you have come to your realization, you have come to your senses. I haven't done much. Now at least I can do this much. Talk good about them. If they got anything to settle their debts. If they made promises, fulfill the promises. If they have got their own friends and relatives, then see them right as well. Now you've done all this, inshallah, you'll be counted amongst the obedient towards your parents. So Yusuf alayhi salam is counting all the favors of Allah Ta'ala. وَرَفَعَ بَوَيْهِ عَلْ الْأَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. Verse says that first he showed the respect and the honor to his parents. And thereafter, he says, وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. when the brethren saw the position of Yusuf alayhi salam, that he is now the supreme and supreme control in the whole of Egypt, right? So when they saw this, they were amazed. Well, this same child here, we wanted to break him away. We attempted to murder this child here. Insignificant little child. Now after some time, we see that he's exalted to such a position above entire Egypt. So they fell down in prostration out of respect for him. Now, falling down in prostration for any person besides Allah Ta'ala is haram, obviously. So, in the religions before Islam, it was permissible to bow down, to prostrate for someone out of respect, not as an act of worship, but as an act of respect. You fell down, like you see the malaika, they also fell down in prostration to Adam alayhi salam. So this was permissible then, but then Rasulullah's code and law was such, it was supposed to be remaining right till the end of time. So any avenue that could have led you towards shirk and disbelief, Allah Ta'ala stopped that as well. So people would worship images, they would worship idols, etc., statues. So anything that could lead you towards that, Allah Ta'ala had forbidden this, like taking of photos, etc., because it's an image, it could eventually lead you to idolatry. So Allah Ta'ala prohibited this. So the same, bowing down to anybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever reason, now Allah has closed the door, you can't do this any longer. وَرَفَعَ بَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. Now look at the humility. وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتِ هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Oh my father, this is the fulfillment of my dream. I had this dream when I was a child, 6-7 years of age, and you remember I related it to you. Impressing upon us that a child shouldn't be doing anything without consulting his parents and his elders. No matter what's your age, read 60, your parents are still alive, then consult with them. Don't do things independently. You may think, what do they know? Do they have the experience? Yes. As long as they are not wrong, they're not off the course, they're not irreligious, right? They're honest, they're not biased, you should be consulting with them. That's their respect. So, وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتِي هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. He consulted with his father, and his father gave him some advice accordingly. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقَّ. It was a dream that I had in the past. Allah Ta'ala made my dream come true. Also, we also understand in this verse here that there is a thing like destiny and taqdeer, that Allah Ta'ala had it in record that this is what's going to happen to this child here. He will come to his adulthood, he will be posted to the highest position in Egypt, he will be in supreme control, and then this children will come, these people are much more elder than him, but they will come and they will acknowledge him and they will fall down in prostration for him. That alluding that you're going to be living till then. Well, there's a difference between the dream and the culmination of the dream is 40 years. So that means it's a guarantee that you're going to be living for 40 years. You will be living, the parents will be living, and the children will also be living. So we also believe in destiny, we believe in taqdeer, that is a requisite of our faith. In fact, the belief in taqdeer is such that it puts an end to all type of mental turmoil. Now, if there is no belief in taqdeer, then there is a great deal of mental turmoil. I had done this, this would have not happened. Because I didn't do this, therefore it happened. And then you can't put an end to it. But when you say that, no, Allah Ta'ala has destined, I've taken the necessary precautionary measures, and Allah Ta'ala had decreed this, so it has happened as Allah Ta'ala has decreed. So you end up all the type of mental turmoil. The agony, the grief, the pain. Alright, we were together. Now today, this person has prospered. He's become a multimillionaire. I am at the same position. I could have only done what he's done. Same buttons I could have pressed and I could have been elevated today. So forget all that. What has been destined for you, you got it. What's destined for him, he got it. You don't have to be burned for the next person, nor to be envious and jealous about the other person. Whatever is in your destiny, you will get. What's in destined for him, you will get. Ya abati hadha ta'wilu ru'yaya min qabl. This is the fulfillment of the dream. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقَّى. And Allah Ta'ala has made it a truth, became real. Then He extols the favors of Allah Ta'ala. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. See, our deen is secured as long as we got the element of appreciation and gratitude. And once the element of gratitude and appreciation goes, then our deen also collapses. Sometimes I share this with my friends. Can you remember a day that Allah Ta'ala left you without clothing? Can you remember a day that Allah Ta'ala left you without a roof? Can you remember a day that Allah left you without food? So when you got all the basics, is there any reason for you to complain? There's absolutely no reason. Yes, if we can complain, we can complain because we didn't show the gratitude as we ought to have shown. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. As we are supposed to be showing the gratitude and the appreciation to Allah Ta'ala, we didn't show enough. But we cannot point a finger towards Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala, you didn't see me right here, you didn't see me right there, no. You saw me right, yes, I'm not right. So, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. Now he's counting and extolling all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon himself. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. Now he's talking of the good days and forgetting the past. And what a favor he's done to me that he's brought me out of prison. وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ. And you were living in the farms, in constraints. So Allah Ta'ala has removed you from constraints to prosperity. So, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ. I'm happy for Allah Ta'ala for myself, as well as for my parents. What you've done for me, and what you have done for my parents, I can't forget it. Now this is a way to secure your iman. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When you are going to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala, appreciative to Allah Ta'ala, then that's a genuine way, a confirmed way to secure your iman. وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِّنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِ إِخْوَتِي. Now all this happened, the whole story starts off where the brethren became envious of Yusuf alayhi salam and attempted to murder him. But then how he rounds it up at the time of union, he doesn't talk about a thing that will create any bitterness within them. No discord, no bitterness. Otherwise, the normal person says, yeah, you know what you people did to me. You attempted to murder me. And it resulted in me being separated from my parents for 40 years. In the process, my father had lost his sight out of agony and grief. وَبْيَطَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ. So he could have spoken of all those gloomy moments. But he just removes it from the equation. Just cuts it off from the equation. Only speaks about the bright moments. See, now that is a Nabi. He's complete in every respect. In showing shukr, in interacting, in socializing, talking to people, joining hearts, that's a Nabi's work. And the way he does it, all we need to do is listen to the words, understand, try and comprehend, and then think about it carefully. How did the Nabi conduct himself in this occasion? How did he do it? مِن بَعْدِ وَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. Now, you must have heard already the story of my brothers, what they have done to me. So now, my dear respected father, don't worry about it. مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. That was shaitanic work. My brothers are good. See that what they have done, but when Yusuf alayhi salam speaks about it, how he says it? No, they are excellent people. The shaitan tried to sow the seeds of discord between me and my brothers. So my brothers, they are very good. See, at the time of union, how are we supposed to be talking? How are we supposed to be addressing? Should we remind them about all the problems that they had given and throw salt to the injuries? Or forget that and try and bring about a unity to the hearts. Bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we go about doing it? مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala is most gracious, right? Now the last dua, رَبِّي قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِي الْحَدِيثِ. Allah Ta'ala, I am indeed grateful to you that you have granted me kingdom, supremacy, control, all of Egypt. I got the supreme control. I am the king. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِي الْحَدِيثِ. And you have also taught me the interpretation of dreams. And not only interpretation of dreams, but to be able to put things in the right places. You know, you understand a concept. That's one side of it. But to be able to apply it correctly is a different thing. It doesn't mean you understand a concept, you can apply yourself also correctly. Right? So understanding is one thing, and being able to apply yourself, that's a different thing. You know, for example, patience is virtue, right? But to apply yourself at the right time, to persevere with patience, is it everybody's job? You know about it. But does it guarantee you that you can apply yourself? So this is the blessing Allah Pak has given him, that he taught him the concepts and the ability to also apply himself rightly. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He says, أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah Ta'ala, you are my friend, my guardian, in this life as well as in the next life. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Allah Ta'ala, take my soul in the state of Iman and join me to the ranks of the pious. So again, it's a reflection of his humility. Join me up to the ranks of the pious. He didn't say, Allah, I am pious, so I need to have a rank of my own. I need to have a status of my own. I need to be recognized. So he doesn't count himself to be righteous. So he says, join me up, Allah, link me up to the righteous. So can't we make this dua in Ramadan, you know? Allah, let us die in the state of Iman. Take our souls away in the state of Iman and join us and link us up with the righteous. Thank you.